Hello, Cosmic Explorers, and welcome to our first show we've recorded in like forever ago.
I know. We took
It's
like
like we have to get back into the habit of doing recorded shows because we've just been doing live for like the past, what, 2 or 3 months, which has been
Yes.
fun. But now it's time to bring you guys some really amazing content, starting with one of our brothers, one of our dear friends. He's been on here before, Reverend Rob Lee, Tell with an Attitude. And his name pretty much says it all, who he is, what he does. And so let's just jump right on into it. What do you say,
We didn't
Rebecca?
introduce who we are.
People know who we are.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to jump off for a second. I've got the puppy. I'm gonna have to go give him something because he's biting my hand. We could leave this part out.
See, yeah, and so this is the joys of us. You guys get to experience every day, every week, or whenever. So without further ado, let's bring in our brother, our dear friend, Rob Lee, everyone, Tell with an Attitude. Welcome, Rob.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Good morning,
Good.
Rob.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's so good to have you here with us today.
Always fun to be here. Always fun to be here. I love you guys. Thank you very much.
And thank you. And so, your name pretty much says who you are, Tell with an Attitude. And those who don't know, I mean, you guys can definitely pop over to Tell with an Attitude and find out more about Rob Lee, about who he is, what he does, and just all around goodness. But what I want us to kind of jump into, start off the day, is that you and I are part of this Ascended Masters program, this Ascended Masters store. Do you want to tell people more about that, what you do, and how that is,
Sure. Like I said, tarot with an attitude. I do tarot, but I'm also a social worker, and I work with people in mental health regions, things like that, all that kind of stuff. The Ascended Masters is a place where we can do classes, where we can do different things, and I can help people. And I keep getting a lot of questions on tarot, and people are getting mad at me because I keep talking about putting up a tarot class, tarot simplified, things like that. And I just haven't done it. Well, the Ascended Masters is going to be the place that's going to allow me to be able to have that platform and be able to do that. So probably within the next week or two, there's going to be a tarot simplified course where you'll be able to come. I'll give you the information, everything. Becky, I'll give you the information. And I'm going to do beginning tarot for people. Because I know it's irritating when you have a deck and it just frightens the shit out of you. And there's just no need in it because you're like, oh, am I doing this right? I don't, I want to take that away for people. So that's going to be one of the first things I do is a tarot simplified course. So people cannot think, either they're worshiping the devil or anything like that. We're not. Okay. And then a pendulum course is going to be right there with it or following it. So of how to use pendulums, things like that, what pendulums are about, what they do. But the Ascended Masters course, like Hillis, I know you've got courses on there, okay, is a place where people can go and find out different places to learn about various different things from people that have been doing it. So, this is a really good, platform, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's really beneficial. But what I find interesting, because I don't have a deck. I like tarot, but I never learned how to use them properly. I know Rebecca is into tarot cards and oracle decks, and I know,
Oracles. I don't
oh,
do
oracles, right? Oracles.
so I
And
need your
so,
class, Rob.
yeah. Okay, come on in. Because a
So I
lot of what I'll
guess.
do with the tarot will blend into some oracle a little bit, particularly with the numbers. So,
So,
yeah.
yeah, I guess what I want people to really understand here is, what's the, and Rebecca, your feedback as well, because I don't know. What is like the ease or the significance or the importance of using a deck, whether it be Oracle or Tarot deck, to bring in the information that people are wanting. Because me personally, being a psychic medium, I read energy and connect to spirit in that way. And I know that spirit connects through the Tarot and Oracle cards, but how does it differ? What's the advantage of having Oracle or Tarot deck?
You know, I thought you were asking Becky, but that's... Oh, okay. Oracle is a great way to start out of just, I think, helping you learn your intuition and to read a card. But it definitely is not tarot. Tarot has different divisions to it, different things that need to happen or whatnot, so you can understand exactly what you're looking at. Oracle card would be like doing a psychic reading, using Reader's Digest abridged version. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's make it quick. Let's make it simple. Get me in the right area. Tarot will break down things into a lot of different areas and go into a lot more detail. But again, that's dependent on the reader. You know, like Becky's very insightful, very intuitive. When she reads her Oracle cards, if you allow the download to come, you can get it. Just, you know, it's a preference. And you don't have near as much stuff to learn in Oracle as you do in Tarot. Becky, would you agree with that?
I would agree, yes. I just use Oracle because, you know, I bring in the information. It just helps guide me. I mean, Oracles for me, they throw out a story for me. They throw out a journey for the person that I'm working with at a level energetically of where they need to go. And I totally agree with you. Tarot is more of a deeper dive for this, just my point of view. Excuse me. Is more of a deeper dive into, kind of can give you more detailed information of where you're going, but it's still kind of a journey, but it's kind of like tapping in at another level. Would you agree, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, for instance, here's a card, okay? This is, and I'm sorry for the glare, these cards are very shiny, okay? It's called Alternative, and this is from the Whispers of Healing Oracle deck. So a lot of times on my show, you'll see me, I'll pull one of these cards. And it's got a number attached to it, but it's basically just the number of wherever the creator fell in that however many cards they've done. And it's got one message or whatnot, alternative, and then you allow the artwork and everything in that card to take you where your intuition and where spirit tells you to go with the message that you see from it. If you're running into a problem, you know, look for an alternative method. Maybe if you're pissing people off, you might realize I might need to learn to talk to people in a different way. You know, maybe I need to learn to shut up and listen rather than be yapping all the time. You can take these messages from these cards anywhere you're going with where you're setting your intentions on. Go ahead. I thought you said, okay. Whereas now I'm going to pull a tarot card, and this is the Nine of Pentacles. And each card, let me grab one that's not green. Okay, here we go. Yeah, there we go.
Voice in your green screens.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Here we go. Eight of Cups. All right. So Cups, to begin with, is talking about... subconscious emotions, everything that you really don't have control over, happiness, love, those types of emotional feelings would encompass the suit of cups. Then there's a number that's associated with that, the eight of cups. So from 1 through 10, we're pretty far along the journey of the cups. And then you see the young lady walking away, and in this deck, it's full. Now, if I pull an eight of cups from a different deck, it will still say eight of cups. It might say eight of chalices is another thing. The picture will be inherently the same, but done differently by a different creator. And it doesn't mean the message changed, okay? Mm-hmm. But you need to then follow that. You could use the eight to determine, okay, what is an eight? An eight is learning. An eight is mastery. An eight, and people say, well, how can you be learning and master? A true master never stops trying to learn. So one of those things is we know that this is eight or movement. And see how she is walking away from something, okay? So there are a lot of little things that I'll take people into that can give you a hint of where to go on this and then let your intuition take over. But you do need to understand there's like minor arcana, major arcana. There are court cards with people in them that are page, knight. It can get very overwhelming when you first start, because everybody out there is going to tell you what they mean, and everybody out there has got a different interpretation of it. So one of the first things I want to do in this course is help people learn, take that crap and throw it away. Get the basics down and go inside. Establish your connection. I pray to the same God everybody else does. You know, give me spirit, let me see, give me a message. I'm just dense. I can't pick up a 4,000-page book written in italics and get the message that other people do, okay? So that's basically the difference.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I add something real quick to that?
Sure.
That's actually the card that you draw, that you drew. So in the mastery and everything like that, and today we're doing this interview and recording it on 22222 with 22.
You know, I didn't even realize that.
Yes. As you were saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that adds up to today.
Yeah.
8, which is huge, powerful, like moving into mastery day in everything. So how cool is that? So it says y'all in tune.
And you know what? It does. And it shows, and here's where people can, you need to slow down and stop and realize, I didn't realize today was 2-2. I didn't do a show today. So I didn't do my numbers today. But we started with a different card, and Spirit gave me a green card and it didn't work. So I had to go through, and then I found the first card and that was it. So yes, I believe Spirit can talk to us. God can talk to us. Nature, universe, whatever it is that you hold dear can talk to us in many subtle ways that a lot of times we don't realize they do. And what Becky just pointed out, I think, is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I want to have this, ask this question, because I think this is important for people to know and understand, is that you just showed a tarot deck, but that's not a tarot deck. The artwork of that tarot deck is not one I'm familiar with.
Right.
And so with oracle decks, and just for clarification for those who are watching, oracle decks can be from any different author, any, you know, set of meanings, and each oracle deck is completely different, and they have their own meaning, their own story, what have you. While tarot cards, doesn't matter the creator, the story, the meaning of that deck still holds true. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. There's a basic way to understand it. Some decks will only have, like, if you had the Eight of Cups, like we just had, some decks, and I really suggest these for readers that know what they are, they'll just be an eight cups on a deck. They have no artwork with it. It's just eight different cups, and you know that's the Eight of Cups. Mm-hmm. So you need to have an established knowledge of where that baseline is running, but then what is that telling you? And those are good for readers when they need to start breaking away from having to look at a picture and start getting into their intuition, you know? So you're absolutely right. I would say Tarot has almost become like a religion. You got to do this. You can't do that. Depending on who and you know what? That's what I believe about all that crap. The minute somebody says you have to, you ought to, or this should be, you got to do this, those are my flags. Because, you know, one of the old wives' tales, you can't go buy your own deck. You have to wait till somebody gifts you a deck. And I'm like,
I've never heard that.
I came up as a Baptist preacher's kid. Where do you think my first deck was going to come from? You know, it wasn't one of the deacons in the church, you know? So I had to go buy my first deck, and I've never looked back. So there are things people that will say, you need to do this. You got to do this. Well, okay. I just want to show people the basis of it, and then you take off and run with it from there.
So, Rob, what would, from your point of view, what would be a good, if somebody's listening to the show and it's like, oh, I want to get a deck, but I don't know what to get, what would you recommend as a really good first beginner's deck if somebody just starting out that you would recommend just to kind of, they're just, you know, just want to start diving into tarot?
You know, there's a really good deck. And if I'd have been, I don't know if I've got the book or the box handy, because the back of the deck doesn't show you anything. But there is a deck called the Psychic Oracle Tarot deck.
Okay.
And the cards will look like this. And sometimes you might want to look at cards that have, you know, just like Oracle decks, some of these words can be on these cards. So this would be the Six of Air or the Six of Swords, okay? And what they have in here is talking about moving on. So this will give you an idea that this is saying, okay, there's some hints there. The writer has given you a hint. Whereas one of my first decks was the Sun and Moon deck. I don't think I've got it handy. Should be, but I mean, I've got a wall of decks is the problem. I could get over here and start, you know, going, you know, off. And that's one of the things that people will say is, why do you have so many decks? If they're all talking to you, because different decks, different artwork. I will work with one or two decks or three or four decks for a month, 2 months. And then all of a sudden spirit will tell me, hey, there's a deck over here. And I'll be like, I haven't used that deck in forever. Let me pull it out. And all of a sudden, the artwork's different. And I'm getting new messages, different messages, not different from the other deck. But Spirit's able to talk to me more and say, I have a clearer path for you. I know the artwork in this deck. And you're going to understand more what I'm trying to tell you. So that's, you know, does that make sense?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
And since it's being an auspicious day, you know, New Year, Chinese New Year was yesterday, Lunar New Moon was last night.
Absolutely.
And the second day of the second month of the 22nd year, I figure why not have some fun today? So if you wouldn't mind, Rob, gracing us with some of your talents by... some of the newness or some of the energy that's expected for the rest of this year. If you
sure.
Pulling some cards for us.
Absolutely. I'd love to pull some cards. One of the things is I've reminded people, year 2022 is going to, it's a breakthrough year. It is a year to, this is the year of the, if you're on the Zodiac, it's a tiger. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're born in 2022, this is your year of the tiger. It's water tiger. My birthday is tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, I was literally born birthday.
On the age of Aquarius started on February 1st or 2nd, I forget which it is, 1962. That's when we moved from whatever it was into the Aquarius. I was born on February 3rd. So I'm right there like the day after or whatnot when this all happened. Mm-hmm. It's been very powerful. So, but in that, I also caution people, this year can be a roller coaster again because it's wanting to change. It's wanting to give things. The nature of the six is to want to break through. And when we talk about breakthrough, I don't know how many breakthroughs a lot of times that didn't have some pain involved with it. So I've been warning people all this time, be careful what you're dragging around with you through the year. Okay. So like today is an eight. Today's about moving on. We saw that eight of cups. If it's not serving you, if it's not serving your higher power in that eight of cups, she's walking away from it. Let me see if I've still got, yes, let's take a look. Okay. The eight of cups, which is very fitting for today. All right. If we notice the bowl is filled with gems. Okay. But she's leaving it behind anyways, because it no longer serves her higher good or higher purpose on an emotional level. And she is on the beach. Water always signifies emotion and the subconscious, okay? And she's walking towards a new day and a new beginning, okay? I see this as sunrise. You're like, well, only because I'm thinking she's on the West Coast, okay? That she, you know, she's seeing the sun coming up in the east and she's saying, I have to go to something new. There's a new thing over here. I have to leave this behind and walk away. And we have to take that message from a lot of people and understand, is there something that you need to walk away from? Or sometimes, is there someone you need to walk away from? Do they no longer serve your purpose? Sometimes we bring people into our life that spirit didn't really want there. Our skin did. Our physicality did. Our sexuality did. So we bring in people to fulfill an immediate need. Then we want to hold them there, and they're not meant to be there for their your whole life. They're meant to give you a gift and go, or they weren't supposed to be there to begin with. So in this year of the six and moving forward in 2022, be prepared to say and look very heavily at what doesn't serve me anymore. The new moon last night, powerful new moon. And this is not where we let stuff go. This is where we say, what do I want to bring in? New moon, think outside the box, check into some, all the stuff, find out what's going on. So if I'm going to pull a tarot card, and now I'll show you an interesting thing to do, mixing tarot and oracle. And my wife and I do this all the time. She's a reader. She's with me on the show on Saturdays. But even on my show, I'll come in and literally pull one tarot card and pull an oracle card and see how they flow and work together. So the first card off the top of the deck is the light card. All right. So what we have here in asking, we have the Eight of Pentacles. So here we are with the Eight. Okay. And the Eight of Pentacles, mastery, learning, checking things out. This is about understanding pentacles are money, physical aspects, your work, your life, things you can touch, tangible items, people in your life. But it is your physical realm. It's your physical world. And look at what we have here. We have the cycles of the moon in this Eight of Pentacles. This is kind of crazy. All right. So what we need to look at here is the fact that this young lady is working very hard. She's studying what she's doing. She's trying to make something new, but she's also trying to learn something new. So this is about, again, Eight, moving forward. See how things are jumping off of her table. The light force is coming. Mm-hmm. But she's having to take time to learn how to do this new thing. That's one of the things that's going to be integral about this year. As we move forward, we have Eights, we have movement, we have sixes, breakthroughs, and all kinds of different things. What I want you to see in this is, as you're moving through this year, you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to stop. And, you know, people are screaming at people. We're all taking sides on all kinds of different crap. You know what? You're screaming what you believe to be true. But if they don't believe it, they ain't listening. So you're just wasting your energy. Okay. Why don't we try sitting back and just listening to somebody's fear and say, wow, that must suck to be that way. All right. How can I help you through that? What can I help you do? Okay. Be willing to learn. If we're going to work together, we need to be willing to learn. Now, another trick that I'll show everybody on the bottom, I cut the deck. So now, therefore, the card where I picked it up that is moved to the bottom, call this the shadow card. And this is the card that you look to that can kind of give you the scope of the reading. This is the light off the top once you make the cut. This is the shadow. And what we have here is the Queen of Swords. And she's talking about the way we communicate, okay? What you see, communication, everything that's conscious, where the pentacles are physical, she is literally in here looking at how she can communicate and use her logic and get what she wants, and that's going to be key. One of the things I love about this deck, I'm going to bring this up closer, this is the only Queen of Swords I've ever seen. We have a cup that she's actually barred away. She's taking her emotions and going, I cannot deal with this situation emotionally. They're there. I have to acknowledge them. But we're going to have to use our damn brain for a chance and be able to communicate what we want with other people. So real quick and looking, you can say we've got to learn something new. We've got to leave our emotion out of it. We've got to move forward. We've got to take care of us, those in our immediate circle, and we have to be kind in our words and kind in our thoughts. That would be a two-card, real quick reading of how quick we can go into 2022.
I like that. Yeah. You know, as he was doing that, it was speaking to me on many levels of, you know, the path of mastery that I am choosing to walk and really – you know, stepping out of my emotions, because I've been very emotional lately in that space. Rebecca knows.
It's been very emotional for me, so I understand it. We're going through it.
Yeah.
Have you found like picking up, like just be perfectly fine, the next minute you pick up on something, you've just like
losing? Oh, yeah.
Like, and like, where the heck did that come from? I was just sitting here, wow. I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And those are the downloads or whatnot. And that's the frequency that's coming in. And one of the things I remind everybody, you know, this is a personal opinion. Okay. There are forces at work out there that don't want us to change. Nope. Okay. They want us to stay. And I'm not just talking about political or our big business forces. I'm talking about our very physics teaches us for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. The yin and yang, there is a positive. It's not so much a negative, but the white and the dark, the whole thing of each side, you know, everything you've got has a side to it, even a mirror. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do is understand the more we allow our vibrational frequency to stay in that low with anger, with depression, with malice, with getting up every day, filling our head full of nonsense, okay? The more the universe is going to send us to that crap, okay? Because we're tuning into it, and there are things that want us to stay tuned in there. Because could you imagine if everybody all of a sudden got on the same plane of frequency and every person went, vaccinated, schmaxinated. I don't care if you're vaccinated. I don't care if you're not. I love you.
Yeah.
There's a bigger problem to deal with. Let's deal with it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we all put our heads together and, you know, Hillis and me and Becky and my wife, we all put our arms around each other and we're working towards the same goal. Could you imagine what we would accomplish if we do that way?
Oh yeah. Easily.
And that's the frequencies at work trying to keep it. That's the reason I tell people don't drag crap along with you that you don't need to drag along for 2022. It will hurt when you break out of it.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of trickster energy going on right now. Don't be tricked by it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That
wants to pull you back down.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know, I don't know if anybody believes in Satan or not, in the biblical form of Satan or whatnot. Some people do, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. All right. I believe there are forces. You can call them energy forces, forces at work, or whatnot. But if you're going to believe there are angels, then you have to believe that there is something on the opposite side if you're going to talk about yin-yang, if you're going to talk about that. So there are dark things at work, and I think what's happening is a lot of people doing what we do are telling people, oh, there's no evil, there's no darkness. Yes. And they're lying to people, and that's where people get themselves into trouble because they don't have the full truth and the full story. That's why it's very important, you know, to arm yourself, to make sure you've got the knowledge of what's going on. So when you start getting slapped in the head, when those depressive thoughts start coming up, you know how to deal with them.
Yeah.
And it goes back to, I feel what you just said, Rob, about the love, you know, coming together, love, and even the darkness. You need to show love.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because
that's all the darkness is looking for as well, to find their balance being where they are.
Yeah, I mean, if I've got the, I know I've got a deck here real handy. let me see.
Off to a deck.
Yeah, off to a deck. All right. Yeah. I use decks sometimes for shadow work, like Murder of Crows, things like this. They're very dark decks, but like a lot of times, we say that this card is the light, but many times when we get a card reversed, it's showing the shadow side of that card, of you inside, what's going on, okay? So like the three of swords, something hurt you in your heart. I mean, it's kind of hard to believe this card can get darker, okay? But we're looking at pain and agony that it's come from mental break and depression and things that literally hurt your heart. But when I look at the deep side of that and it refers and I go into the shadow work of it, then I start going into what was it? What caused it? This is in you. This is in the world around you. This is now, let's look at the shadow of what's going on in you. Why did you allow this to affect you so well? You know, why does it affect you? Because there's something within you that's allowing that. And we have to look at that shadow side. We've all got a dark side.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing you can do for yourself, you know, self-care and everything. But look at those freaking shadows. Allow them to speak, you know, just like that card show. So thank you for that, because that is so important. That's the most important thing, because once you clean that out, then you can be in that new space.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. And what I feel, you know, what I feel is most important in this time, I mean, as you, you know, showed us, you know, the and how the rest of the year is going to continue to move, is for us then to now step into the space of the neutral observer, meaning someone who can see and understand both sides of the yin and the yang, the light and the dark, and to bring balance to that. You know, because we are so enamored or so focused on being on the light side of things and want to be happy and joyous and be in this lovey space all the time. Yes, that is possible, but you also have to honor the opposite of that. And if you don't honor the opposite of that, there's not going to be any balance. And it was very interesting because, you know, you mentioned it a moment ago about how other people that do the work that we do and how they're not balanced in the messaging. And I feel that that's key, you know, in that, because, you know, going back to when I was honing my abilities as a psychic medium, you know, one of the things that my teacher told me was that if you ever have any messages of doom and gloom, you know, make sure that you try to balance that out. Make sure that you see some sort of resolution for that and how someone could, you know, potentially avoid, you know, that particular instance. And I'm like, how do I do that?
Yeah.
So with years of practice, you know, stepping away, stepping back and seeing the bigger picture, not just delivering, it's like, oh, well, someone's going to get into a car accident and blah, 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 blah. But then it's like, oh, wait, now I got to tell them there's a way to. So it's like kind of softening the blow. It's like, okay, well, you know, there's a potential chance that you could get in this car accident, but there's a way to avoid that is, you know, doing X, Y, and Z. And so it's about allowing yourself to listen and to open up to the message that's coming in and not just deliver half of what you feel and see.
Yeah, and that's very true, because they're in the tarot. And I find this more with tarot than with Oracle. A lot of times, everything with Oracle, they always want everything to kind of be, there's very few dark cards in an Oracle deck, unless you've picked up an Oracle, a dark Oracle deck, okay? But there are cards that are very dark. I mean, you don't see a lot of Oracle decks with a death card, okay? Or the Tower card, where things are being blown apart, people are dying, things like this or whatnot. And you're like, okay, how does that work? So I pulled another card about 2022, and this is going to be from a different deck. This is the Archangel Power Tarot deck. And this would be the Nine of Swords, but instead in this deck, it's the Nine of Michael. Michael the Archangel. Okay? So this deck is put a little bit more of a the Nine of Swords in any other deck shows a beautiful woman sitting in a bed, swords all over her bed, and she's literally like pulling her hair from anxiety. This is my anxiety card, okay, what I call the anxiety card. But even then in the verbiage, remember I talked about getting cards that had some words to it to help you learn it? Your worry is unnecessary. Focus your thoughts on the outcome you desire. Release feelings of regret, guilt, or worry to your angels. And what this is saying is in 2022, there's going to be a lot of things, and this just hit me very hard with some stuff I'm going through. You can't control everything. Stop living in the catastrophic moment of what if things go bad or this is going to turn out bad, and live right here and now. Release the worry, release it, and start focusing on what you want to manifest in your life. It's going to be very, very important that your intentions are set this year on what you want, because it's the sixth year is like an amplifier. So if you're sitting there going, woe is me, and that shadow part in here, and sometimes people need to hear, I learned this from working with addicts. That's why I call my show Tarot with an Attitude. And I read the exact same way. How's the warrior helping you out? How's that working out for you? What's it doing? Okay. You know, yeah. Knock it off. All right. Get up. You know, the first thing people say, well, I don't know what to do. Get off your ass. Go start outside. Go for a walk. Do something physical to change the mental. Get up, clean your damn house, wash the dishes, wash the car, clean out the car. Get up and get your mind going on things of the here and now, rather than becoming very laid back, sitting in the bed, okay, like our young man is here, all right? Oh, I got it upside down. Sitting in the bed, worrying about things, okay, having nightmares, or you can get up and go play PlayStation. You know, we have to make these choices. Yes, us old farts still play. Yeah. You know? So many gaming systems in my house, it's pathetic. I've got a Switch. And you know what? Now, Hillis, I gotta tell you. Getting old. The PlayStation has all the key things are lettered different than the Switch. So now what I do is I use my Switch to play all my major games, and I use my PlayStation for all my VR games. So I don't have to worry about changing buttons.
See, don't even get me started on that I haven't played in a few months. But speaking of
playing... I have no idea what you're talking about.
But speaking of playing, Rob, and as you were talking moments ago, what came to my mind is... one of the things that I kind of dabbled with but never really got into was reading with actual playing cards, because I was told that they were the first actual tarot cards. So can you tell us a little bit about that? Have you actually used like an actual playing card deck, like the 52 pickup?
No, you can, all right, but you're missing the whole major arcana. Okay. So you're not getting tarot, okay? Okay. You're not getting the true tarot. Okay. There's evidence of tarot way back into the 14th century, so into the 1300s, okay? And the true deck, I got into that whole, I was trying to, we'll talk reversals, things like that, and we'll talk about them in the class, but don't get hung up on that shit, okay? How you read the cards upside down, or you don't, or whatnot. I know one of the guys that I use for my reader, he never reads upside down cards, okay? There are times I do, there are times I don't. It's individualized. But in doing that, one of the things you do have to understand, in the early decks, there were actual early tarot decks. And I do believe that tarot, the idea came from early playing cards. Okay. But I believe you might also find out that tarot preceded actual playing cards.
I had a reading one time. I don't know why this popped up, from this lady. I don't know, she was from Romania. It was the story behind the deck, it just like popped up in the store out of nowhere.
Right.
And they were old Romanian like gypsy cards. Like,
oh, terrible. Wow.
Man, were they cool. So I don't know why I shared that, but yeah, that was quite an experience.
Did you say you had one card that kept popping up?
Happened was the lady was working in this little store or something, and these two kind of very interesting people came in, if I can remember correctly, and they walked out of the store and this deck was there, and she went to, and they disappeared. They were gone. So like, it was almost like she was gifted this deck, and it's an old Romanian, like gypsy, like passed down. Like,
that's amazing.
It was like the energy on that. Oh my gosh. That was the most interesting reading I ever had. And they were like very like, it was really cool.
Yeah, wow.
If one of these days, what I'm going to have to do is get everybody, I got a wall of tarot cards over here. And I think I have three. I'm at 100, but I know people that are in the 300s and 400s. Okay. Yeah. So my addiction is just crystal started. Collection. Yeah. If you could see what's laying all over right here, but I have had crystals disappear like that. Speaking of crystals, so has Bridget. You met Bridget at the, you know, and Bridget had the one cool story. She like called me and we were talking about this the other day on the show. She watched the lady wrap the crystal up, put it in the bag. And then when she got home, it wasn't in there. It was not in there. And we were talking and Hillis, this kind of comes back to one of the things that in talking to you in our interview that came up. With, you know, I've never thought of crystals being sentient beings, being alive, being, I believe they have frequency, things like that, but I never thought about it. But I do believe that crystals go where they want to go or need where they want to be, because I've lost crystals in my office. Had somebody come in, they sit down in therapy and they look down and they pick it right up. And like, oh, here, you dropped a crystal. And I'm like, keep it. It must be for you. Because I've been looking all over the office for it, and I couldn't find it. And they're like, well, it was laying right here. So I do believe that that's some of the magic that we don't want to admit. We just blow it off. And that is some of those things where spirit, crystals, whatever, are going here. And thus the reason there are decks. You know, I don't buy every deck I see. I'll read them and look at them. One of the things I would strongly tell people, don't buy your first couple of decks off of Amazon, okay? Go to a store, all right? And most really good, what we call juju shops, and my wife and I are talking about opening one. Ooh. What we talk about with really good juju shops, most of them will have at least one of every type of tarot deck they have open. So you can get in there and look at the artwork, because just like anything, you'll look at the back of the box. Oh, this artwork's beautiful. And they've got like four cards, and you found out you just saw like some of the movies where the commercials are the best parts of the movie. You know, the tarot will do the same thing. Then you get into it and you don't read, you don't, you know, gel with it. It doesn't work with you. So they're sitting up here. My wife will gift those decks to me and Bridget. I've gifted a deck or two. To Bridget. Bridget's gifted me decks because we just couldn't connect with them. But what I found is the longer I hang on to them, at some point, spirit will call, it came into my life for a reason. Spirit will call me over and I'm like, I got to pull this deck and keep working with it, because the artwork's thrilling. I just couldn't connect with it. One of my shaman decks is Mystical Shaman Oracle deck. is that way. And I generally only use it for myself. And when I did the interview of the deck, and you can actually interview your tarot decks, okay? When I did the interview, I found out at this point in time, the messages for that were meant for me, not for me to be using it with somebody else.
Because of where you are in your journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you and I need to talk some more. I need some guidance. It's, you know, people always say, and I tell people in the show, you know, just because certain people are more awake than others doesn't mean those awake people aren't still spiritual beings having a human experience and dealing with mental trauma, mental anguish. And we go through it, we can just, once we grab it, we can snap out of it quicker than other people can. Yeah. So it's nice, and that's why we want as many people on, you know, on our train too. All right?
And I love that you said that, Rob, real quick, you know, snap out, and that's the key. You know, we are still, I think some people get lost when they go into spiritual, like, oh, I'm spiritual now, I don't have to deal with human stuff, and that's not the case.
Yes.
We are here to have this experience, even if we're elevating and ascending up. And that's a perfect key right there. No matter how spiritual you are, you're still going to deal with stuff. It's just you're able to look at it and unwind it much faster.
Yeah, my anger is still there. Yeah. Nothing took away that anger of mine, but I've learned to kind of
deal with it. That's because you haven't worked with me yet. Well,
my kids will tell you, you know, and I look back now, having gone through my social work and doing counseling and things like that, when I was young, all right? And I say even into police work when I was in my 20s and 30s. You wanted to fight? I'm your guy. Win, lose, or draw, I don't care. All three of you want to go? Let's go. And everyone was like, Jesus Christ, you never know when to back down. And it came off as kind of cool What it was my anger from my childhood and things that were happening. It was the only way I knew how to vent it, because that's the way anger got vented in my family.
Yeah, I'm not even going to, I just picked up on some things. I'm not going to talk about it here right now. The show, I'm like, oh yeah, there's some stuff in there for sure. But what I guess what I want people to also know is people who are either experienced or just getting into tarot or oral codex, is I was always told that you should never read for yourself. And I know, me being a medium myself, you know, sometimes when you read for yourself, or get messages for yourself, sometimes the messages can be a little bit skewed depending on your emotional state at that time. So would you say that's the same for reading, you know, pulling cards for yourself?
This goes back to one of those things we talked about earlier. You should never, okay? Yeah. Yeah. That's my first flare. Of course I'm going to read for myself.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. What you do have to realize is you have to be careful, or you will insert the meaning you want rather than what spirit is trying to tell you. Yeah. You will change it to be what you want it to be. So I will pull some cards. Once you've done it enough, you can sit back and go, I need somebody else to read this for me, because my wife will read for me. I will read for my wife. I will call Bridget. Hey, you got a minute? Here's my cards. Here's what I did. And she'll pull out her own deck and do a reading, even on the phone. Here's the situation I'm in. So again, it's a very valid point of be careful, just like using a pendulum. Okay. A pendulum can be driven by your own wants and desires. Whenever you start using a pendulum, you can mentally move the pendulum in the direction you want the answer for.
Yeah. I mean, it's like even when receiving messages for yourself, just going to throw it out there, you have to be absolutely clear in your conscience, have to set aside any personal intent, any personal anything, because if you want the message to come in clear, you have to be clear yourself. You have to be clear of thought, clear of emotion, clear of anything that could sway whatever it is that you want. But I will say, you know, when you are doing readings for yourself, you know, you want a particular outcome, and so you want a particular answer to validate the possible action to follow that. So, I mean, just for example, you know, if you should feel, and this is a very common one, I'm sure that you guys get this as well, but people, it's like, well, you know, I want to know who my soulmate is. I want to know if I should contact this person to be blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and when you're doing a reading for yourself, and you really are drawn or attracted to this person, of course, you know, your energy may influence the reading. And so if it doesn't, and so you follow that self-imposed advice, and then you follow through with it, and then it, you know, possibly could have been incorrect, but yeah, you get mad because, damn it, why did the card tell me? So then it's like you go on the cycle of blame with the card and not yourself for the message that you received, you know?
Absolutely. And one of the things I want people to know when you're starting to read, and you start reading for other people, because, you know, you think about it, you need to practice reading for yourself first before you just jump out and start, hey, I got a new deck of cards. Hillis, come on over. I've never done this before. You know, we got to be careful. There's some ethics involved there. But it's funny, in the show I get all the time, you know, can you tell me if my wife is cheating on me? That's a big one. My boyfriend's cheating on me. And should I go back to them? Let me do it this way. No, you know, it doesn't take spirit to go, hey, dumbass, you know, and this is why I talk to people the way I do. What are you thinking? Either way, why are you suspecting them? Is it your own trust issue? You're going to have to address this. Right. You're going to have to address it. And if you ask them and you're in a relationship where you feel like somebody's cheating on you and you don't know if you believe them or not, you're being given a message right there about your relationship.
Mm-hmm. And this is why he's called Tarot with an Attitude.
Yeah, it is. So stop. You know, how many people, you know, I'm thinking about getting back with my ex. How many times does getting back with an ex ever work out? You know, I'm not saying it doesn't ever, but statistically, the odds ain't very high. Okay. So some of this is like, really slow down, stop, listen to what you're saying. And here's what I do. And a lot of times I will tell people it's an ethical thing for me because of what I do outside of here. Mm-hmm. I won't re like if you and Becky were married and you said, I need to know what Becky thinks about me. I'm not going to read Becky, okay, without Becky's permission, all right? Yeah. But I will tell you what you need to know about your relationship with Becky.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that comes back to that internal, that shadow card, that why don't you trust her?
Yeah.
What went on in your life? Where have you been? And a lot of times people get pissed, and I've had people go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You know what you're doing. You're leaving. And I'm going, you know, don't kill the messenger. Yeah. But yeah, no, I knew exactly what I was talking about. And every now and then one of the two of them will come back and apologize and go, you were right. I just didn't want to face it. Okay. Yeah. So that's when you exactly get into this, you start reading for, you don't trust everybody to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
When you read cards, it says, oh, and you're looking at cards on your best friend going, I really didn't know you were screwing around on your wife.
Yeah, you know? And that's the
thing. Oh, I'm not, you don't know what you're talking about. You're like, okay. But then they come back to me and they go, guess what? I haven't screwed around. But mentally, I'm so close. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and that's the thing about when we do this type of work. You know, there's morals involved, there's ethics involved. You know, I personally, I don't do anything, whether if it's energy work, reading, doesn't matter, do anything without someone's permission.
Right.
Because, you know, the permission that is granted to you is a gift. The permission that's granted to you opens up the energy for you to receive what it is, the message, the energy, the tools for that person. And so, you know, when you said that it's, you know, when we find people who are on our level, our caliber to do what we do, we kind of interchange and connect with each other to work with each other to, and then help other people. And it's just like this giant circle of energy to where we have this built-in trust. And I think that's what it comes down to, is allowing those who are watching to find someone who you trust to work with, you know, and just build their trust in yourself and just allow the messages and energy to come to you.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. It's, you know, there's a lot of things in and around that principle, that idea that's personal. There are plenty of readers out there that will jump in and read, yeah, your boyfriend's cheating on you and all that stuff. Okay. If you could put your head down at night giving that type of information and throwing somebody under the bus, go, you know, more power to you. I'm just not going to do that. The other thing I would tell people as you get into this, you cannot run away. When you get intuitive messages that are bad, you can't run away from them.
No.
That person has entrusted you to tell them the truth.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean you have to leave them hanging out there. Yeah, you know, this is, your son's coming home from college and I, you know, there's a bunch of car crashes I'm seeing here. Want to go have lunch? You know, no.
Yeah,
You know, you can't leave somebody hanging out there. We have a saying in the counseling thing, you can't open somebody up and not put them back together again in a session. Yeah. Same thing goes for tarot cards.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And oracle cards, you know, when you're reading for somebody else.
Exactly. So. That's how it's supposed to be. I mean, just like, you know, I was taught, never just give someone what they call a doom and gloom message. You have to offer some sort of closure, some sort of solution to possibly avoid what could potentially happen. And this is why when I speak to people, I always speak, and especially when it's around these sort of circumstances, speak to them in terms of potential, because that's what it is. Because I want people to take away here that, you know, whether if you're getting an oracle reading or a tarot reading or a psychic reading, whatever it is, all the energy is potential. It's like a 99.9% chance of whatever is going to happen, probably even less than that. And so when whoever you entrust in receiving these messages, just know that you are still the master of this energy, that you are in control of this energy.
Correct.
And you are in a potential chance of X, Y, and Z happening. And that, you know, you can change it. So this is what I always express to people, that, you know, well, I'm giving you this message now in this time of this energy. And as this energy is in this moment, it's this. But know that it can change because of if you do whatever. And so it's just to also let people know that they are empowering themselves by opening up to receive the potential energy of that message.
Absolutely. And I constantly use the story, The Knight's Tale, the movie A Knight's Tale, to remind people, you know, there's a message in there. You can change your stars. Yep. You can change who you are. You can change where you're going. If you get some bad news, it doesn't have to affect you for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. When somebody dies that was very near and dear to you, it's going to be up to you about how much you let that sidetrack you or whatnot. Your fate is not written in stone. That's a personal belief. Some people believe it is. Well, then I might as well shoot you because I don't like you, because my fate's in stone. Either I'm going to get away with it or not. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, so come on, lighten up. You know, exactly. It's one of those things.
Exactly. So, Rob, we are close to the end here, my friend. And so is there anything else that you'd like people to know, where they could book a session with you and with the upcoming classes that are coming up on the Ascended Masters? Anything that you want to share with us?
Just real quick, the Tarot with an Attitude. You can reach out to me there. Drop me a message. I'll get your email. There's gift certificates there. Book a session. I go in. I do a lot. I talk in my sessions the way I talk here. And it's
100% true. I've had a session.
You know, we have a good time, though. We'll laugh. We'll cry. Okay. But again, the whole idea is for you to come away with knowledge and a tool. And I want to help you have something to be able to move forward with, and some hope and some promise. Yeah. That's the big thing. Ascended Masters, I'm going to be doing. Y'all made me let me know. I need to just tell them probably in 2 weeks, let's just do a live thing. I think me doing live rather than pre-record is going to be a lot better, and just get moving and just do it. Okay. The Tarot Simplified Pendulum Class. I'm also going to do a mindfulness course to help people with mindfulness and get centered and be here and realize there are things that you're letting control your life. You're allowing it to control your life, and you can change that.
Exactly.
And
of course, you have your shows that you do every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern on Facebook, your live tarot shows, your live reading shows.
We do tarot with that. I started this week doing 10 o'clock. Okay.
10 o'clock.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I cut back some of the live shows. I'm going to try the 10 o'clock slot to see what was happening, because it seemed like everybody was piling in. Today was the first day I did 10 o'clock and nobody piled in. I'm like, so confused, but we'll see it. So tomorrow, Thursday, all right, 10 a.m. Eastern, Tarot with an Attitude, Facebook, YouTube, come check us out. We have a good time. We are the Barefoot Bangarang Tribes. What we call
Bangarang.
Bangarang. I am the Bangarang man. And that is just merely reminding people from the movie Hook, Bangarang, threw an insult out and they got you back twice as good. Yeah. Whatever you put out, you're going to get back. And that's setting it. And then the barefoot part, getting grounded, understanding who we are. Start your day out with some kindness, with understanding everything's not written in stone. And you can find your magic, reclaim your magic. And once you reclaim your magic, you can find your wings and fly. That's what we're about.
Beautiful.
Rob, thanks so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, my dear.
Thank you so much. And I love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
I love what you do. And hey, guys, book a session with Rob. It's really, he's amazing in what he does. So,
yes.
A challenge. A talent. I said challenge. Talent.
Yes, this talented
girl. A challenge for people here having a reading by you to hear the truth. So,
yes.
Yep.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, if you want the truth, call Rob.
Thank you very much. Yes.
It should be called Tarot with a truthful attitude. I don't know, but
Tara with a truthitude.
Yeah. Truthitude. That might be another catchphrase, Becky. There we go.
Truthitude.
And until next time, everyone, be sure to catch us every Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Cosmic Insight tune-up show live, where we have fun, do readings, insight, and our favorite part, which is the tune-up, to tune you up to the new energies and to clear out the old. And so every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, you can find us on YouTube and other streaming channels. And is there anything else? Oh, and then following this episode, our next interview will be with our dear friend, amazing Victoria Reynolds, talking about prosperity. So excited for that show coming up.
Woohoo!
There you go. Curing your money disease. She's good at that.
She is. She really is. And until next time, everyone, keep exploring.
Thank you.